All right, good morning, everyone. How many of us were sabotaged by daylight savings time? Yeah, the springing forward does affect me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you just for the beauty of your creation, the fact we can gather here to study your word. Help us to better understand other brothers and sisters and what they agree or what they believe, so that we might realize that your church body, the body of Christ, is a multifaceted, unique family. Bless our time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, today and next week. Well, next week we will be talking about the Pentecostals, Karis, others. But today is one I really didn't know a whole lot about, but the Churches of Christ. And I went ahead and put the shiny brochures. I had a few left, so those have to last us till next week. But if you need one, they're back there. But today we're looking at George. Would you go click out of? You're gonna have to go out of PowerPoint. You know the X on the top right, out, and then open it up again. Well, it's been paused so long here. Actually, and Julie, you may. Yeah, I'm not sure which computer our sound, but the person is not here. Okay, that just you leave it right there. Okay, so the very bottom right, you can is Churches of Christ, shows early 1800s, but shows it coming off of Baptists. But actually, many during the Second Great Awakening in America, which was the early 1800s, is when the Church of Christ formed by. On your brochure here, I can. So a guy named Barton Stone encouraged churches to deny denominations. So, you know, denominationalism they didn't like, and simply be called Christians. And then a little later, a guy named Thomas Campbell and his son Alexander led a restoration movement out of it says Baptist here, but I think they may have come out of Presbyterian churches. Same thing, that let's go back to the New Testament. Denominations, you know, that can be divisive. You know, and there's a lot of feeling like that in the church today. So Stone's branch and the Campbell's branch united, and they became known as the Christian Church, or more commonly known as the Disciples of Christ. In the United States, there's about 3 million and about 5 to 6 million worldwide, especially in Africa and India. What are their major divisions or groups? And we'll talk more about those. But the Churches of Christ is the conservative group. The Disciples of Christ, or Christian Church, is the mainline group, denomination. And then the Christian Churches and Churches of Christ, all one brand, is also a little more conservative, or came out of the Disciples of Christ. How do they view Scripture? And there's a wide latitude here from the main line to the more conservative. There's a spectrum. But where Scripture, and this is a big point though, where Scriptures speak, we speak. Where the Scriptures are silent, we are silent. Scripture is the inerrant Word of God, although that's not true for all of them. And the Protestant canon is accepted. You know, they would be, you know, coming out of Baptist, Presbyterians, more of the Protestant branch versus Catholic, of course. How do they view God and Jesus Christ? The creeds are rejected. See, that's part of it. Only the Bible. No creed but Christ. But most conservatives accept the ideas of the Trinity and the Incarnation. So you can see, we'll talk a little bit more about this, but basically, you decide what the Bible says, and you come up with your own view on this stuff. What do they believe about salvation? A person must hear the gospel, believe in Christ, repent, confess Christ, be baptized, and persevere in holiness to be saved. Some imply that only people who do this in the churches of Christ are saved, so they can be pretty exclusive. Only our non-brand. We're not a denomination, but only in the churches of Christ are you really in. They're suspicious, once again, of denominations and, creeds, Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, all those. What do they believe happens after death? Believers immediately go to be with Christ, and at his return are raised to immortality. The wicked suffer eternally in hell. Now, that's a broad brush statement. They are all over the map. Once again, the more conservative have a little more biblical view, I'll say. The other brands, you decide. How do they view the church? The church is the assembly of those who have responded rightly to the gospel, as they define it. It must be called only by the name of Christ. The most conservative groups, churches of Christ would be in that group, maintain that only such churches are part of the restoration of true Christianity. Once again, going back to simplicity of the quote-unquote New Testament church. Each local church is autonomous and it calls its own pastors. And we'll see that's a major thing, that no denominations, there's no hierarchy, nobody's above us. Local churches are autonomous. What about the sacraments? Baptism by immersion of believers is as the initial act of obedience to the gospel. Many groups recognize only their baptism as valid and believe that baptism is necessary for salvation. So the conservative ones, and I don't see Angela, but she could tell stories. Do any of us have Churches of Christ backgrounds? But they are one of the groups, the conservative ones, believe in you have to be baptized. You're not saved till you are baptized. Baptismal regeneration, we call that. The Lord's Supper is a symbolic memorial, so we remember. Sort of baptistic in that Christ is not physically or bodily or spiritually present. It's a memorial meal looking back to what he did on the cross. And so what are some other things? They reject denominational labels and centralized church authority. So like I said, if you asked a true believer, if you will, in of the churches, what denomination are you? They'd say none. I'm a Christian in the Church of Christ. don't recognize any poobahs or popes or anything, but you know, it's the autonomy of the local church. Most conservative churches of Christ forbid the use of instrumental music. That's one of the big ones too. No music, because we'll see, the New Testament doesn't prescribe it. So only what is prescribed by the New Testament, you know, no creed, if you will, but the New Testament. So any questions so far? All right, so coming out of what's called the Second Great Awakening, which my opinion a little bit, but the Second Great Awakening was pretty anemic. And there was a lot of bad theology being taught. And this is when you see the rise of Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, and some of the beliefs of the churches of Christ, you know, that sort of the Bible's left behind. I mean, that's a strong statement, but it affected how people rejected that, which is probably good, but then they went and started cults or quasi-cults. So the disciples of Christ, initially those, the guys, you know, Barton Stone and the Campbells, that was back in 1832, they was called the Christian, you know, just Christian church. They became known as the disciples of Christ. No book but the Bible was one of their big sayings. And they would allow your own interpretation of the Bible. They didn't believe in original sin, and they believed in baptismal regeneration. Well, then of course you have people that got upset or thought they were drifting into, you know, getting too modern. So the Christian churches and Churches of Christ, that's all one name, in 1900 officially, they split, and the causes were, they thought the disciples of Christ were getting a central, they were looking too much like a denomination, and there was too much central authority. We need to get back to our own independent, autonomous congregation. They thought the liberal theology was getting liberal and leading to liberal practices. They were starting to, they believed the disciples of Christ were subscribing to what is called higher criticism, which was a movement in the 1800s. And I won't bore you with names, but getting a little too academic about, you know, critiquing the Bible. And so higher criticism, and they had a lower view of Jesus. That's were their stated reasons for leaving. And then finally, they were allowing people to join the church that were not immersed baptism. So non-immersion baptisms, you know, you didn't do it right. And so, you know, a Presbyterian, a Baptist, could become a member and not have to get rebaptized. Horrors. And then increasing ecumenicalism, which means you're getting a little too cozy with other denominations. So, you know, so the conservative, you know, they're the a little more conservative. They broke, those were the stated reasons they broke off. And then there was a dispute, is a dispute. This is not a real big branch today. But on baptismal regeneration, some believed you needed it, some you believed you didn't. But of course, they weren't conservative enough. So then in 1906, the Churches of Christ organized. And, you know, they were only the New Testament, no creeds or theological systems, you know, once again, only the Bible as what they were claiming to believe. And their reasons for splitting was those liberals were forming missional societies. So they were cooperating. They were getting a central government, if you will, to send off missionaries. So the denomination was getting centralized and threatening the autonomy of the local church. So if you can see a little bit of a, many denominations have this, I'll call it a problem. We're independent. Nobody tells us what to do. Churches of Christ, those liberals used instruments. Peg, especially organs. That's devil music. So churches of Christ, no music. And if you open your Bible to Ephesians 5:19, some of their proof text verses, Ephesians 5:19. I'll read 18 too. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So don't use that rap organ music. That's you know who likes that? The devil. Devil. You take away the D, what you got? Evil. It's evil. No. Okay. So, and then Colossians 3:16 says basically the same thing. So instruments, you know, churches of Christ, no way, that's liberal. But then the other one, theistic evolution, along the later 1800s, Darwin, Adam's going to be talking about this in April, but, you know, creationism, things like that. But that's, the church really began incorporating theistic evolution. Oh, yeah, God creates, but Darwin's right too. And there are a lot of believers in a lot of churches that agree with that. And so theistic evolution, churches of Christ said, no way. Oh, they disagreed on women's roles. Those women were getting uppity. They were playing the organ. But then also, and here's another historical term, but historical critical theories of the Bible. Once again, you know, I would tend to call them academics who are educated beyond their intelligence began to start to chop up scripture, and Moses didn't write that. You know, see how Genesis was patched, the Pentateuch was patched together by at least four different writers, and I can identify which sections are which, and that's that was tough for me even to take those classes. So that denomination's liberal. Churches of Christ split off 1906. Some of their, if you will, beliefs. Baptism in sin, this is a big one because a lot of Christians believe this. Baptism and sin, you know, why is it believers' baptism by immersion? Well, it's related to the age of accountability. And you are not guilty of sin until you are accountable. That's very prevalent in a lot of denominations today. So the age of accountability is a big thing. They believe in baptismal regeneration. And then when it comes to end times, eschatology, they're not real big on that, but most of them would be postmillennial or amillennial, meaning Jesus is going to come after the millennium or we're already in the millennium. And they even make the statement, premillennialism is a cult that needs to be kicked out of the church. So another what principle of worship that actually came from Reformed churches during the Reformation, what's called the normative principle or the regulative principle. Normative principle means anything the Bible, if the Bible doesn't forbid it, you can use it for worship, organs, drums. But regulative principle is only if the Bible mentions it. You know, and that's, you can see how that could get, well, the Bible doesn't say anything about computer screens, of course, or, you know, electronic music, or in the New Testament, they would claim, which I would refute with some New Testament verses, but how music was not to be used. So the overall idea is only the Bible only, and then according to their understanding, where the Bible speaks, we speak. Where the Bible is silent, we're silent. And so that you can see how some of the more mainline would even say the Trinity. I mean, you all know the Trinity, that word especially, is not in the Bible. So why do we believe in the Trinity? Well, by, you know, statements that claim, talk about one God, and then it talks about God the Father is God, God the Son is God, and God the Holy Spirit is God. So, you know, so by induction, we, you know, the Trinity is an orthodox biblical belief. But because that is not in there, in, you know, explicitly in there, you don't have to believe that to be in the churches of Christ. So, all right, any questions or comments? And, oh, there's Angela. Tell us about the churches of Christ. Amen. So you don't go to hell, and there's no music sending you to hell. What about dancing, Angela? They're godly. They are godly. So when Ben's strumming his guitar, he's not only sinning, but when he taps his foot, that's, he's doubly going to hell. We'll miss you, Ben. Anything else you remember? Now, I've heard they can sing, though. It's all a cappella by parts, and they are good singers, sans music. And what do they put on their foundation stones? On the church building, that's another big one. The buildings, you know, they're on most conservative buildings, somewhere on the foundation stone, you will see the Church of Christ meets here. You know, which actually is, you know, we are the church. This is, yeah, not the building, so. Well, so why are you here? Well, we're not them, so you're going to hell. Does this explain why you're weird? Yeah, Ben, you never went to a Church of Christ, did you? Okay, I rest my case. We can all be weird. You did? They were ahead of ADA before their time. Disabilities, we got a sign guy. Ben, when I'm preaching, would you do the signs? All right, any other comments, questions? Most denominations, I made a little facetious here, but most denominations, if you read the fine print, everybody else is going to hell. You know, and that's the joke when we get to heaven, you know, and Peter's showing us around, and we walk by, and he says, shh, you have to be very quiet by this room. That's the Baptists. They think they're the only ones here. So, and, you know, that goes to our sin, and what we look at is important, emphasizing, majoring on the minors sometimes. But then we swallow the majors. You know, we strain gnats, music, color, carpet color, but we swallow wholesale Unitarianism or things like, you know, other heresies. So, any other comments? Yeah, like I said, I'm not as familiar with the churches of Christ. Next week, I'm sure some of us will have stories, and it's definitely applicable up here. But Pentecostal movement has really exploded, especially overseas. So we will talk about Pentecostalism, you know, denominations that are, let's see if we can... Yeah, so that doesn't point. But coming out of Methodist, you get the Church of God, the Assemblies of God, Foursquare, things like that. So that one will be I'm a little more familiar with that. So any other final comments? All right, why don't we pray? Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the churches of Christ, and that they are, if they trust in you, anyone who trusts in the name of the Christ is truly our brother and sister. So help us to understand them and work together for your glory in this world, because there are plenty of people who don't know you in any denomination. May we be your ambassadors and not strict sectarians that want to convert people to our denomination versus to Christ. In his name we pray, and all God's people said, amen.